program, the skinny with Fly, was he had Freddie and the Stone Souls, which was his brother Freddie, the guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And so this band had was basically Sly's band.
Mm-hmm.
But he had them out playing clubs all up and down the peninsula and San Francisco for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, you know, melding them into what he wanted until he decided they were ready, and boom, he started Sly and the Family Stone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's how that started. So, and during that time, he was a DJ.
Yeah, okay.
For K-Soul.
Are you still in touch with him by any chance? Or, I mean, is anybody in touch with him?
Sly? Yeah. No, I never was really close to Sly. I mean, he was a pretty, as you could imagine, strange guy.
Yeah.
You know, when he was younger, like in the late 60s and stuff, the guy is a genius.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always polite and nice.
Uh-huh.
He liked people, and he was always good. You know, he was always good, but he was also, you know, he held court without a doubt. He was above everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas a lot of the other, like I mentioned, Janis and a lot of the other people, musicians at that time, like you'd go to the Trident and the Sausalito, you'd go to places. It was just full of people.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like there weren't any superstars at that time. There
mm-hmm.
weren't any really stars. Everybody was kind of just musicians hanging out trying to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even if they were already making it, so like Janis already achieved what was stardom at this point, as we know it now,
mm-hmm.
at that time it wasn't. She was just out hanging with everybody else, you know. But Sly was a little bit different, you know, because he'd come up on his, he used to ride around these Triumph motorcycles with high ride, you know, ape hangers and his, you know, purple leather, you know, fringe jackets, and he'd be all decked out to the max, you know. So
uh-huh.
He was always a little bit different, you know.